John and Rachel, and it's the Jagoff Late Night, episode number 19. We are here at McKnight Road, 5000 McKnight Road, where you should come every Friday night and come hang out with us, because look what's here tonight.
Cheese.
Wine, cheese, and crackers brought by our studio craft services. Jack Hunt, Johnny Angel, comes with a song and a delivery.
The best part is you walked in today and you said, I'm so hungry. This should have been a day we brought food, and right. He magically appeared.
Right. So we have cheese and wine, and we have Trulies and all their stuff. So you can always bring your own snacks.
Bribery.
Your own drinks.
Complete bribery.
Come, and it's 5:30 to 6:30. Anyways, you are listening or watching to the Jagoff Late Night, and we'd appreciate if you're watching it, subscribe to it, tell your peeps about it, and then if you're listening to it on the radio, just come back here every Friday night. As you start to get ready to do fires in your driveway, maybe turn it on every 10 o'clock.
That means summertime, right?
Yes.
Summertime.
That's right.
All right, listen, we have a couple of blogs that we want to talk about, because in case you don't know, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, fair-ish, we do blog posts. Thursday, we try to do a little jagging around with, but all those days, we point out the crazy criminals and the people who are just jags. We're term of endearment jags, but sometimes we got to point them out. So before we get into those blogs, we want to wish a very welcome home, and we're so happy that you're happy and healthy, John Shulkoski.
Yeah.
Super excited to hear that, because last week we talked about how we were raising money for him.
Odd Pittsburgh. We'll still take your raising money, by the way, so you can sign, put your name on the card. We're having you Venmo us so we know who to sign the card from.
It's a Yinzer card, guys. So we want to say, feel better, you jag off. That's basically it. All right. Tell us what was on the blog.
So, you know, shopping carts, shopping buggies are a big nag for lots of people. And this one is one that I took where I literally watched the person put their shopping buggy right by their car, go around the other side and get in their car and leave it right by their own car. Like, the corral thing is literally six parking spots away.
The corral thing, like the caddy.
You know, the thing that takes all the carts.
Is it a
caddy?
The buggies. Is it a caddy?
And I call it the corral, the cart corral.
Okay.
But anyways, took a picture of the person sitting in their car, leaving their cart literally right there.
Mm-hmm. Can I add one? I know that we're going to go to the next one, but I would like to add that if I were to point out jagoffs this week, it would be every bathroom in my house, because my children do not know how to put toilet paper back on. And John loves when I call out my kids as jags, because it drives me up a wall.
We have both called out our own homes.
Toothpaste that you just leave, right? There's a drop left. The toilet bowl.
The chips that are empty. The chip
drives us crazy. Yeah. All right. Next up from a blog post, we took a little road trip to La Trobe.
Right. And
why were we in La Trobe, real quick?
Because we had to go up there and find out all about where the banana split was invented.
Oh my God.
And Monica, as you'll see in an upcoming video, learned how to make the official banana split while we were there.
Valley Dairy, you guys. There's 13 different locations all up that way.
That's right. We had to get gas to get home.
Yeah.
And I hate that little hole. Well, you have to go look. Yeah, you'll see it in the picture here. That little hook where the hose always catches on.
Yeah.
And it's like, for God's sake, some engineer get rid of that. You can engineer the gas pump to talk to me.
Right.
But you can't engineer that little tab to go away.
Do it right, you jag.
Right.
I gotcha. All right. Super stoked for the jags who are on tonight, because literally in my mind, I was crafting that episode 2 was going to be one of my absolute favorites, because she was not available for episode 1. But she's finally here on 19.
Right.
It took a little bit of time. Shelly Duffy, who we make fun of because she's a dear, dear friend of ours. And we wanted to have her on the radio a couple of months ago when we were doing, you know, the different talks. And she went to a different station.
Like, not even just
like
a different station down the road, like the wrong side of town.
Yeah. So she owed us. She got here on 19.
Took her this long to get here, so she's
so we're
here.
Stoked, yeah.
In the meantime, we have some cool music. You know, sometimes we have a band here, but Kid Mental is here, who we met a long time ago on the Aaron Clyde
COVID
podcast.
COVID days, yeah.
That's right. And anyways, wait till you see what Kid Mental is going to do with the
blows our mind.
You Jagoff and John and Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and shout out, because we were on with him on the days with Aaron Kleiber. So, hey, Aaron, thanks for the intro. Also, I'm going to use a Pittsburgh word, warsh.
And you're going to wash yourself with the soaps that we're going to find out about. Casey is here with Pittsburgh Wash.
I actually purchased many items for Christmas from her. And I'll tell you what, she has a memory like an elephant, because she actually knew that. Mm-hmm. She's one of those people, since it's her business, she knows like what you buy, what her clientele is. So you need to check this out and find out what else she has.
So before we talk to our guests, we have this new episode called Mitch Minutes. Mitch Dugan, you know, D-U-G-A-N guy. Well, he tells us all about his Pittsburgh things, and tonight
I did it wrong.
Mitch is going to talk about Pittsburgh's sports because the Penguins are hot. Mitch Dugan, Mitch Minutes.
We gotta tell him what it's from. Okay. If you've seen, if you've been to a Penguins game, if you've been to a Penguins game, you know, and it's Malkin, he's like, you know, and down the line, you know, and you're a captain, and then same thing. No, I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh, and I'm a fan of all the sports teams: Steelers, Penguins, Pirates, and the, you know, Panthers, Duquesne as well, basketball. In any event, in terms of the Penguins games, when my kids were little, we had a part, like a very small pass, like a quarter game pass. So I used to take them to games. And it, so it was a big thing with my kids when they were little, and they were very big fans. And we had all, you know, the hats and the shirt, you know, every Christmas I'd get each of them a shirt. Going to Pens games has been a fun thing for me and my family for years since that time. The thing about the Penguin games, as well as the Steeler games and the Pirate games, is you gotta have a Permanis, which is something, you know, it's like, it's an addiction, I don't know. You know, you're at a sport event, you, I know, Permanis and a beer, right? Something like that.
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I had found a Lee Presson nail in my dryer stuff, and it was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jag-offs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For 4 hours, 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jag-offs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
PittsburghUsedCars.com, with hundreds of used cars across 8 dealerships throughout the city. We provide the greater Pittsburgh area with a premium used car buying experience. Looking for unbeatable pricing on some of the best used cars in Pittsburgh? Visit Pittsburgh Used Cars Clearance Zone today. We're providing out-the-door pricing on all of our clearance zone inventory. PittsburghUsedCars.com. Mancini's Bakery, 97 years in business and still getting better. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will see various Pittsburgh personalities like Gretchen McKay, Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes, KDKA's own Mary Hours, and WPXI's Jenna Harner, learning how to make the famous Italian twist bread. Follow Mancini Bakery on Instagram and Facebook, and remember to ask for Mancini's.
Back to you, Jagoff Late Night. And again, 5000 McKnight Road is where we gather every Friday, 5:30 to 6:30. Is what do you call it in the industry? Live to tape. Mm-hmm. And so you come here, you hang out, you drink, you play Pac-Man back behind me, you eat some cheese and crackers that Jack, Johnny, Angel do. Woo!
Brings. Oh my God.
And,
what is John on?
And then we hang out, and then we go home and we make popcorn and watch it at 10 o'clock at night.
I mean, I don't, but that's a great way to watch
you,
it. Yeah.
You don't even watch your own brand.
I don't.
Right. So I did all of that. So you can prepare
the
introduction
for this next The mother guest. Of all introductions.
Yes.
So John absolutely loves Greg Brown. It's no joke, right? And as do I. But that is his, like, when we were planning a Jug of Late Night, he was like, I mean, he has to be my first guest. My absolute favorite, as I'm looking at my dad in my left, you know, peripheral, is Pete Hewlett.
Ooh,
I mean, I love Pete, you know, and I jokingly, I'll say to Pete, I mean, you're the best, you know, like,
whatever.
But you are my favorite female of all time. And that's a lot because, you know, women get on my nerves. And
I
so
know.
The fact
we've had this discussion.
And Rachel's mom.
And it's hard.
And Rachel's
to work
mom watches this too, by the way.
And my mother watches it. Yeah,
yeah,
I love her. But I mean, you're up there.
Well, thank
and
you.
You could not come until episode 19, but I'm so happy you're here.
Well, do you want to tell them why I couldn't come until episode 19?
Here's what happened. John and I were doing a little show called You Jag Off on Q right here at Q92.9.
7 to 10, Mondays through Friday.
We were. And we said, Shelly, you should come on with us. She's like, I would love that. And she was genuine. She was not blowing us off.
Right. Oh, no.
And then we're waiting and waiting and waiting. And then we're like, she's like, hey, I'm here. She texted us, I'm here. So we went downstairs.
Right.
We're like, Shelly, we don't know where you are. Because she was at another radio station.
Right. And, you know, like here, there are two radio stations side by side.
Right.
It wasn't like she was at the other one next door.
Correct.
She was at a completely different area of town.
It was just in my head.
Right. North,
honest
south.
To God. You know, yeah. I know. I had gone through a tunnel. I was cursing. Like, I was like, you know, just everybody get out of my way. I got to get to that building.
And then that wasn't the building.
Because
you were like, there aren't a lot of cars here.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no one here, but okay. Whatever.
Literally one of my favorite stories ever.
So I'm like, okay, so
we'll
if you dare to have me.
Yeah, I think the cool thing is that, you know, you've changed the level because, as we know, Rachel's probably one of the smartest people in the world that I know.
Absolutely.
But has no idea when it comes to mapping or direction or GPS.
Oh,
zero.
Really?
Gets out of, Shelly gets out. She gets out of the car at Giant Eagle knowing that we're looking at the front door of Giant Eagle and goes around the back of the car to go to Giant Eagle. The good news is you completely lowered the standard on directions at this point.
Okay, Shelly, there we go.
Terrible.
All right, good. Okay.
Yes.
And it annoys John. He's like, you know, you just did a lap of the car.
I was going to say. And you guys go, you know, I mean, you're always doing
he's
stuff.
He's my driver.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am the driver.
Are you
right?
Really?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Yeah, I am the driver.
All right. So Shelly Duffy, listen to me. You have been around. You have been the queen, I think, the queen of media
you're
for quite some
kind.
Time. So
I'm
I love that you
old,
tell yeah. this. No, you tell this story because you have experienced multiple facets of media. Mm-hmm. You've watched mm-hmm. it grow. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so much so that you started with radio mm-hmm. and then you and your daughters did your podcast.
We
for
did
quite some time.
For a while. My daughter screwed that up. Oh, no, I'm kidding. Can we edit that part? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I actually messed that. But anyway, I love her dearly. I love her dearly.
Yeah, of course. And it was such a great thing to watch because anyone who was the Duffy follower, mm-hmm. you knew that you were getting, you know, candid, raw,
whatever
you guys were feeling. And you were talking serious topics.
Oh, we were. And honestly, I miss it very much. You know, I was joking before, but like there were so many things that played into, you know, why we weren't able to do it any longer.
Sure.
But it was so much fun because it's just not, that's not something you see or hear. First of all, a lot of mothers and daughters don't even get along, much mm-hmm. less are able to talk about the things mm-hmm. that we were able to talk
Correct.
About. And you know, sometimes things got heated, sometimes things, it was difficult, but it was fun. And it was always something that I had dreamed about. And even for the time that we did it, it was just such, it was a wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. And it was just so cool to be able to work with my daughters and say that I did that. And, you know, we talk about every now and again, maybe someday, you know, Sarah's got a bunch of kids, so it
she
may
really
take
does.
A while
yeah. Yeah.
before we can get back into the swing of things. If we do, maybe I'll, you know, cut down at work or whatever. But yeah, it's really cool. And that's what people are doing. They're watching shows like this. They're, you know, it's just a very different world now. Mm-hmm. And I love it. It's mm-hmm. But it's very different than when I was coming up in it.
Yeah.
It's very different in the fact that, you know, when you were doing morning radio here in Pittsburgh, and right? So many years. And the fact that morning radio is sort of like, well, we know Monica does it here, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But the crazy thing is that morning radio, there's so many other opportunities for you to be Shelly Duffy on the air if you wanted to
exactly.
be in the morning. You could
exactly.
have a podcast. You could have a video cast.
That's
you could
just
have,
it.
Yeah,
it's
isn't
just,
that
that's
crazy?
What I'm saying. It's so different now. I mean, I was listening
and you've
to
adapted.
Well, you know, you have to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care how old you are. If you want to do what you love and if you want to stay within the business and that's with any industry, you have to adapt. Mm-hmm. You know, people had to learn computers. People had to learn how to text. People had to learn how, I mean, there are a million and one things that we've had to learn throughout the day. My God, I was with my mother and God, I love her so much. I do. And God love her. I keep saying that.
Yeah.
But anyway, but today she was looking for the number. I had to take her to the get her taxes done. She's looking for the number for the IRS so she can call to check when her refund is coming in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Mom, do you want me to just do it? I can do it online. It takes like 2 seconds. No. I want to call. Well, nobody had the phone number because everybody does it online. And the poor woman, you know, but she doesn't want to do any. She never wanted to learn.
Yeah.
She never wanted to get into that kind of thing. And I hope that I always do adapt and keep going because that's what keeps you young too. I
100%.
Think, you know.
And what do you think, you know, you were on radio before everybody had to tweet and Facebook or
their
show
absolutely.
Or whatever.
What absolutely.
Was the first social media the channel that you adopted? I guess maybe Facebook, but
Facebook
and
it was,
why?
Yeah.
Was it for work purposes?
No, my daughters talked me into it.
Okay.
Yeah, they said, Mom, everybody's on Facebook. You got to get on Facebook. I'm like, why do I have to get on Facebook? I really don't care. Now, you know, it's like, oh, I go away last weekend and I'm like, oh my God, here's where we are. I have to do cute little emojis and all like songs and like I do everything on all the platforms and I'm like, God, I grossed myself out.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's a lot to keep out, keep up after, honestly. I've talked with even the TV people and just, you know, their priority is social media.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is because that's what everybody's, as soon as we get up in the morning, as soon as we go anywhere, I mean, killing time. We're all sitting on our phones checking everything, looking at everything. So you have to adapt and you have to stay with it because you'll be left behind.
You and John, especially, I love to hear what's happening with your grandchildren, you know, and I think that you're examples of staying young for that purpose because you want to be that vibrant what is happening so that you're relative to that child.
Yes. And it's very funny because my oldest granddaughter, Evelyn, will like
who you spit out. I just told you that. I mean, she is her clone. You have to see Evelyn. She looks exactly like
that. Right?
Yeah. Oh, I just, that little girl, she was my first. So there's a little bit, I love my other two, Ivy and Max. Amazing one, but she, you know, she's just my first, so it's a little bit different with her. But she is just the sweetest thing. But yeah, I have to like, I have to watch YouTube so that I can do experiments and things with
I've
her.
Watched them.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because she that's what she wants to do, and she watches experiments and things
you
on YouTube.
You did water on Skittles.
Oh, water on Skittles. Hello.
She's like, that was so 3 weeks ago, Rachel.
Oh my God. Like, I have like four other ones planned. But anyway, but no, it's just so fun. But it's kind of cute because her friends know me from their parents because my daughter's friends and their age group all listened when they were growing up. So it's funny because even like I thought, oh my God, they have no idea. But several of them will come up to me like, hey, we see you on TV and we know like you're famous. I'm like, no, but thanks. Okay, thanks for the ego boost. I love it. So yeah.
Come on, sing it. You can't get out of this segment.
I can't, John.
I
can't.
Come on, you
can't. I felt pressure. I felt that was so inappropriate.
Monica, is she not always ready to sing?
When I'm ready.
You're always armed and dangerous with this.
Did you hear that? When I'm ready?
Wow.
No, I just, there's a pressure. I'm sweating now.
I know.
Anytime you hear something that reminds you of a song, you do it. All right, well, let's go to Shelley's junk drawer thing. How about that?
What did you bring for junk drawer?
Well,
wait, let's preface.
Yeah.
In the car ride over, Tracy said, Shelley is not bringing you a junk drawer gift because she is too immaculate. And I said, oh, we know this of her. Because one of the first game shows that we did, do you remember? We found out from Paul that she is ridiculous. Like, she can't sleep.
She has
knows
a riding vacuum cleaner.
Yes. Wait.
Right.
Real quick. I have garbage cans in my house. You can't use them, though. They're just for looks. And that, like, if you put anything in my bathroom garbage can, it's out. Like, immediately. And it's put away in a garbage can that you can't see, like, under the sink or
it's
something
like
in the kitchen. Yeah.
We need a new vacuum kind of system in a house that sucks it out of the bottom the Shelley.
Exactly.
Right? It just takes it to a central repository.
I mean, I'm a sick individual. But no, I do have a junk drawer. Well, I'm going to be really honest, and I'm going to tell you why. My youngest sister had leukemia growing up. My mom, we had to keep things very clean all the time because, you know, she was immunocompromised, and we always had to keep everything so she didn't get sick. And that went on for, you know, and so that's like a huge core memory.
Got it.
And so I think that's where it started. And God rest her soul, she passed away last year. Love her so much, but she was the reason that I think that I became a little bit, because I, you know, I also help raise my brother and sister while they were at the hospital all the time. So it, I think it's just something that my mom was always pretty clean and we always had chores and did things, but I'm a little over the top.
A little bit. At least she can admit it.
And John, I admit it.
Treasure hunt pays the most.
There she was right.
Go. She did
I was
it.
Ready.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just
it
talking was, listen, to them about bringing back that
she's
jingle.
She's literally on call for any kind of music drop
but you
at this point.
Like, I was thinking of something. And then
all right.
Like,
what
do
you have for a junk drawer, knowing that you're not a junk collector?
I can't even believe I have. I do have one.
It's in a baggie.
It's in a baggie because it's neat.
It's been wiped off.
I have several.
Okay, cool. I spill it.
I can't see because I'm old. And I can't see the thing. So I have this. I don't know why I have it.
Right.
It's like
it's
a light.
Here,
and we'll somebody can use that. Yeah, somebody can use that.
Oh, that's perfect. I think
this,
I would put those in drawers.
Run to
so
the
you
light. Carry
better.
On.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
light.
Or closets or something. I don't know. I think this is from my hot tub. I'm not sure.
You know, Shelley's just getting rid of things. Right?
Right. She's like,
that is exactly right.
I know.
Do you want to keep it? There you go. Okay. And then I have like I have 16 of these. So
they look like IKEA wrenches. For those listening, they look like those cheapy IKEA wrenches.
They're the ones that you tighten.
Yeah. Needed that for the wine.
All right.
So there's that.
Right.
And then
we won't even
I have.
Why we needed it
I do know this because I deal with coins every day. It's a foreign coin, but I'm not sure which one.
Okay. All right.
So, but we don't need that. We don't need that in my drawer.
Nice.
And then I have a little mini. Like, look at this. It's so cute.
What
this
is it?
It's a little screwdriver.
Sharp. Oh, it's like a screwdriver bit.
Yeah, tip. She's giving us weapons.
It's a little teeny one, not peeny one.
Right.
Not peeny, teeny.
A peeny teeny is better than a teeny peeny.
I don't know exactly. I didn't know where that was going, so I had to back way off that.
I cannot.
I had to back way off that. Anyway, so there's that. Okay. I don't need that. I have six of those, so I gave you one. Okay. And then this I may have to ask for it back. Because it may go to something.
It's one of the kids, right?
Something with the kids. Like, we have a big water blow up house. Yeah. You know, we have pools. I have so much stuff. I'm a really good grandma. If I could have done the grandkids without the kids, I would have done. But anyway, I don't know what that is. So that's yours, too.
For now. We have it for a little bit.
And this is kind of strange. One last thing. Things to do. I can't read because I can't say. Things you never clean, but you should.
Oh. She's giving us, for those listening to the podcast or the radio, giving us a clip of an article, a actual newspaper type article that you clipped up.
But the funny part is, those? I do all this.
Yeah. You're like, got nothing on me.
There you go.
Hey, there's no hyperlink.
You want the bag? I don't want it to go
in
my junk
drawer. It's a piece of paper.
Oh my God,
so
Shelly.
There you go.
All right, what is a random thought that you're having right now?
Do you know why we're asking this? Because our musician is going to put all of our random thoughts into some kind of improv music later. So what's your random thought?
Kid Mental, don't listen.
Yeah, close your ears.
Go in our soundproof booth.
Yes.
That we paid a lot of money for.
My face is hot.
Oh, okay.
There he goes. Is that it?
Because I'm drinking wine.
Is this your treasure hunt voice?
No, I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's your...
I'm very happy to be here. I have a great life. Nice. You know what I mean? Okay. But my face is really hot.
I like my face. It's really hot.
Yeah.
It's like an Usher song.
My face is really hot.
But not like hot in the... Oh, hey, she's hot. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
Hot. She's hot. Like, hot.
But if you have a teeny,
hot flash.
Don't call.
Don't call if you don't have it.
Shelly... Where can everybody find you and follow you?
You know what? Just Shelly Duffy Alexander now. I had to hyphenate my name.
Yes.
Because my husband was
like, we love Paul.
Oh, hey, we'll go with your ex-husband's name. That's okay. But I'm like, Paul, like,
we
everybody
love you,
knew
Paul.
Me by that name. Like, I still do stuff. Okay. So then I had to go through the whole process to hyphenate Alexander.
God, love him.
But
Paul
I love
Alexander.
Him.
We
but
love
I love Paul him. Alexander. He is the best
there
husband.
He
absolutely.
He's a great
him.
Guy.
He's a great guy.
Well,
so,
you're the best.
Hi, kids. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Alex. Hi,
We're
Evelyn,
gonna talk
Ivy, and Max.
Soap. We're going to talk soap next, right?
Oh, we love Shelly Duffy. We love Shelly Duffy,
Shelly
though. Thanks, Shelly.
Bye.
If my younger self could see me doing these things now, I wouldn't believe it. To be a steam fitter, you need to be a problem solver. You can do instrumentation, hydronics, chillers, rigging, HVAC. I have this wonderful opportunity to grow my career.
It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are. Over 100 years, and we're just getting started.
I've been thinking that Rorik Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorik Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorik, I bought it at Rorik. Picked up my new car at Rorik Automotive.
I got friends at Rorik Automotive, where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
We're still hanging out in Millvale, and right now we're at Poetry Lounge with Sean. Sean, how are you?
You're doing great. Thank you.
I said your name funky right there in that. Tell me all about Poetry Lounge. What is this place?
Okay, well, we are a bar lounge. We do live music, poetry readings, DJs. We have something going on every night of the week.
How long has Poetry Lounge been around?
We opened October 1st, so we are brand new.
It's Monica. Veronica, still hanging out in Millvale, and right now I am at the future location of Burgers Brewing. Right now I got Fiore and Neil. What's going on, sirs?
We're about to build a big-ass brewery over here. We're standing right now on the future brew deck of Burgers Brewing Company.
I know. John and Rachel, you jag off late night. If you aren't familiar, you need to become familiar with our G-Chat and our Where You At segments. This week, Monica was still in Millvale. There's so much to do. She visited once and there was a part two, but we kind of threw some other things in between. So you need to go check out what's happening in Millvale and check out all the videos on youjagoff.com.
Thanks to Dryer Vent Wizard. And make Love sure, them. You know, listen, if your clothes aren't getting dry,
go watch our video.
Multiple cycles. Listen, Dryer Vent Wizard is what you need.
There you go. Wow, I didn't know we were doing a dun, commercial. Dun, dun, dun. It's Dryer Vent Wizard.
And who needs to wash?
I love it. Yes. Look, Casey, she was even dancing
right,
along.
Right, right.
She was the dancing
See, we got
washer.
Casey in on the jingle.
Yes. Right. Casey. Yes, you did. Spirit fingers or jazz hands. I wasn't sure which way we were going. So of course you have heard of Casey because Pittsburgh Wash Company has been around how many years now?
So actually just four this May.
Four.
I'm a pandemic company.
Is
so
that
I knew
right?
that.
That's cool.
I did know that, yeah. But it feels like it's been longer, like you've been here.
It feels like forever.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure. Yeah.
It really does. But also if you think about the pandemic, also when people talk about, you're like, what? That was, oh my gosh, four years ago, like this week or something like that, right?
So literally it was one of those things where you were home, you were tired of being home. What am I going to do? What silver lining can I pull from such a crazy situation?
Yeah.
And why soap?
Exactly. So I have a really crazy long story of how I got to where I'm at. But basically, I'm a retired cruise ship singer, professional singer, dancer.
What?
Yes.
The love boat. She's Jolie.
Yes. God. And you know, Pittsburgh trivia.
Yeah.
The actress. Yep. Yeah. Yep. From Pittsburgh.
What is
yes.
her name?
Oh, I don't know.
Now,
now you're
testing me.
I don't know. I don't know, but that's so good. Yeah.
But I always loved, because, you know, when you work on a cruise ship, you have a name tag and it says your hometown. So as a cruise director, they'd see Casey, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and they'd say, oh, like the Love Boat, right? Because a lot of people
are
knew, right? Like they knew that trivia, right? Yeah. Or they were getting ready for cruise ship trivia. I'm not really sure.
Sure.
So I worked as a cruise ship entertainer for a really long time, basically. And then I decided I wanted to start a family. Came back to Pittsburgh from Erie. I lived in Erie for like a brief second. Yeah. Came back to Pittsburgh, and now I have kids. I did perform professionally here in the Pittsburgh area.
Wow.
But then COVID hit, and I knew that I was working in classrooms with kids at the time. I just knew in my heart it was going to be a really long time before I was going to be able to get back into the, you know, performing routine. I just knew. And so I was trying to find that creative outlet. A year prior, I had taken a soap making class, and sort of the stars aligned. A friend said to me, hey, I'm putting together self-care kits. I'm trying to uplift some other small businesses, and I feel like everybody would love like a really great bar of soap. Can you make me some soap? And so I immediately started thinking about, how can I brand myself? Because there's actually a lot of soap makers here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
right. There's a lot. So a lot of people were telling me, don't do it. There's too many people that already do this. But I loved it so much. It was a creative outlet. I was having fun. There was clearly still a need for it. And so I started talking to people. I was originally going to be the singing soaper. That's what I wanted to be. And I was going to do like YouTube videos and the whole bit. And I was going to sing and do the whole. And my family was like, no, that's dumb. You can't do that.
We didn't think so.
That's like, dumb.
Liked it, to be honest
and
with
so we were just chatting about Pittsburgh stuff, and my family, fourth generation from Ireland, off the boat here in Pittsburgh, right? Total yinzers. Like, my family says all of the things that I use in my products. Like, it's not hard work for me. I just, what
You've
are we going to...
recorded them. Okay.
Right. Like, what are we going to call, you know, my lip balm, right? So my lip balm is Balm Boulevard. Because here in Pittsburgh, we drop the L, right? Yeah. We don't say, I'm cold. Cold.
Lazy
we
tongues.
Don't, yes. We don't do the L, right? Mm-hmm. My sister was like, well, isn't lip balm Balm Boulevard? And even I'm saying it to you now, and it sounds the same phonetically, right?
Yes.
And so when people see that, they're like, oh my gosh, Balm Boulevard, that's amazing, right? It's a Pittsburgh thing. We can connect to it.
Yeah.
But that was my sister. She gets all the credit for that.
That was very nice.
All the credit. There you go.
Okay.
So I just leaned in heavy with the Pittsburgh theme, and it's been really well received. So
many questions right now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I know. I did drop a lot. I dropped a lot. Sorry.
No.
I mean, God.
We just, you know, the question that every day when we think about mm-hmm. it, 112 on our Facebook page, we ask a question of the day. Mm-hmm. One of the most recent questions was, do you discern between like what shampoo is, what soap mm-hmm. is, or whatever? You know, most guys are like, nah, I just use whatever's in there. Let alone we're going back to bar soap. Mm-hmm. So this is really interesting. So tell me a little bit about, is there a difference in between...
Yes.
You're like, don't be a guy.
There is. And it has to do... So soap is... You know, for me being an artistic person, soap is really scientific, right? So when you make a bar of soap, and all of my soaps are different from each other. So that was one of the things that I love telling people when they come up and they see, I have this beautiful bridge display that a local artist made for me, and I have all my soaps out. And I'll tell them each one of these is a different and unique recipe. So each ingredient that goes into a bar of soap saponifies at a different amount. So I use sodium hydroxide lye, and I mix that with...
I told you that's what she used.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were right. Yeah.
Fats, oils and butters, uh-huh. right? But originally, you can do soap with 100% olive oil, 100% beef tallow, anything, right?
Get out!
But I mix it with other things. So every ingredient has sort of a different purpose. Some are more highly cleansing, some are highly moisturizing.
And
so
maybe not necessarily fragrant, but something to identify the smell or the...
Yeah, so at the end, if you don't add a fragrance or an essential oil, there's really nothing mm-hmm. at all. So I have one that I didn't bring with me today, but there's no fragrance at all. People always pick it up. It's my baby soap, and they're trying to smell it. I'm like, there's no scent. There's like literally nothing added. It's just soap. You know,
because the scent is just to make us all feel good, right?
Yeah,
the scent doesn't really do much. Yeah.
Right, so really, if you're formulating to be high cleansing, that's going to different than a high moisturizing soap, right?
Yes.
And then you're talking about adding a surfactant, which is something that you, when you use something on your hair, you don't want to strip away the moisture in that. So it's like a whole different level of cleansing. So I would say...
So there is this science.
It's very different.
Yeah.
So I make a men's beard soap, right? And with that, I super fat it at like 15%. So there's a lot of extra moisture that goes into that. You wouldn't use that on... You could, but you... I don't formulate it in the same way. So everything, you know, it's kind of different.
That was our question. Does it make a difference between shampoo or body soap?
Yeah.
I knew that,
because guys
though.
just take the whole bottle and dump it on everything.
Well, I guess it depends on how much hair you have, right?
Exactly.
If you don't have a lot of hair, then it probably wouldn't matter. But
I took that comment personally, to be honest with you.
So 4 years since it started, obviously the company, because it's mm-hmm. like we were just talking before we went on air, you literally are everything. You're your accountant, mm-hmm. you're your marketer, you're mm-hmm. your social media person. You're the face people see when they come up to the kiosk, mm-hmm. right? So the initial vision, how has that changed in the last 4 years?
Yeah, so I think for me, you know, when I first got started that first year, I actually, a couple months in, got pregnant with my third child. And it was also during the pandemic. So I didn't really go out a lot and do events. I really relied on social media and just selling, you know, direct to consumer through my website. And there are a lot of other people that were makers were out there really doing it. So I felt like last year I had to really sort of play catch up a lot and get myself out there like anywhere I could, you know, anytime I could talk to people. So talking, as you can see, is not a problem for me. So I'm a true, like, you know, Pittsburgher. Someone's, how are you going to talk for 12 minutes? I was like, oh, I am not 12.
Yeah, like, I hope they don't ever interrupt
me. I'm like worried about that, right? Like, I'm definitely going to be okay here. Yeah, I'm sure we'll find something to talk about. So, yeah, for real.
But you're super happy with where you are now.
It's great. And I feel like for me, it's like slow growth. And because I'm doing all of it myself, like, it feels really authentic. It feels like, you know, the growth is happening at the pace that it should. Mm-hmm. I do have some exciting things that I'm working on for this year. Some big, like, I know.
She's not going to tell us.
Hear the crowd.
She wants to come back on.
Of it is that you're at your stove and you're stirring a pot and all this kind of stuff of things. But now you've clearly have had to expand to something.
Some
like
people do work in their kitchen. I do not. Okay. So I have a beautiful Victorian home with a full basement.
Okay.
Great high ceiling. So I know, right? I converted all of that to my workspace. Okay. So that's where I have very creatively stacked things and kicked, you know, my husband and out of that space, right? So we have to store other things elsewhere. Like, this is all mine now. Like, I'm doing it all here.
Sure.
I had, you know, my stainless steel tables and my, and all of the things that I use are all in my workspace. But it's great because I can do it whenever I want.
Right.
So it's your, watch your podcast when I'm making soap.
You there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go.
Listen, no, let's just remember this. She remembered what I bought. She didn't. Yeah.
No, I remember we did a little tour of the Steel Town, the metal place. And
Keystone,
that
right,
woman
Monica?
Started this little metal cutting place, and she hired all of her friends. So, like for packing, is that what you've done now?
Do you call your neighbors?
You know, like, you have your friends. Hey, we're having a soap.
I have wine
today. Right?
Come back.
Right?
I had a pretty. One of my products is my pierogi shaped bath bomb. Which is I'm the originator.
Here, let me show that.
Right? Yeah.
Hold this up. Oh my god.
So
Oh, listen to the crowd! Yay!
Do Halusky too?
The question in case you didn't hear was, does she do Halusky too?
No, I don't. And people will ask, like, oh, does it smell like, you know, potatoes and onions?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it smells like apricot, which I think is really great, right? Because there are sweet pierogi.
Sure.
So that's like my sweet one, right? But I had two massive orders around the holidays. And so yes, I'm the only one that makes it. But when it comes to the packaging, you know, my husband and I will sit up late at night, or my dad will build the boxes for me, you know. Yeah. So when I wrap lip balm, it's so funny because we'll have family dinner and I'll show up and I've got all the lip balms, like hundreds of them in bags. And I'm like, who's ready to wrap lip balm?
You're like, no more eating. It's balm time.
My sister's like, bye. Right? Yeah. So
you need Kid Mental to come over and play some music, some soapboxing music.
And Shelly will clean up. It's all good.
We have so great. But it's a lot of fun. And my family is super supportive, right?
Oh,
I mean, think it's great. And we have so much fun.
It is great. We're so proud of you. Pittsburgh loves Pittsburgh. So
most of us came out of COVID just admitting that we watched all the episodes of Tiger King, hoping like COVID.
Right?
You're like, not no, you. I created a soap company.
I was like watching. Yeah. Like, one of the things that I did was I was trying to learn how to do new techniques, right? And so I have to show off this. Like,
that's amazing.
So
I saw that.
So this is my
So
what you're
where I'm at here
is incline. Oh, it's the incline. Yes.
That's the, and it goes.
Okay.
Through.
And it's kind of like die cut almost as a soap.
So I freehand carve this soap.
Jeez, oh.
Yeah, no, it takes me 2 days, and it's a 3-recipe process.
Guys.
And so I saw somebody make a soap with a house in it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to make the incline. And so I took their technique, and I calculated what I thought the percentages would be to do it, and I nailed it on the first time.
Guys, if you're listening, if you're listening to it on the radio right now or the podcast, make sure you go look at the video because this is
you're not
going to
want to shower because you don't ruin what it looks
like. I'm really proud of it because not a lot of other, you know, because it's a time intensive, right?
Yeah.
But people are really receptive to it; they love it. And I think for me, it goes back to those cruise ship days when I was far from home.
Yeah.
I was always looking for something to make me feel connected.
Sure.
Like I was homesick. People say, oh, well, it was so amazing. You were at the pyramids. You got to go to Turkey. You got to go to Greece, all these great places.
Right.
But at a certain point, 3 and 4 months in, you miss home.
Sure.
You miss the taste of certain foods. You missed, you know, the smell of the air. You miss those cloudy days. Yeah. I mean, you miss it, right?
So not the cloudy days, but all right.
You're getting
things
thrown at you.
Yeah, they're mad at you now.
At this point. They're
all right.
Like, no,
so Casey, we have things we need to get through because
I
need to know, where can everybody find you and follow you so they can order these amazing things and find out what shows you'll be attending, right?
Yeah. So I will post the events that I'm doing on my social media. I'm at PGH Warsh Co. And that's my website. And I bought all the domains, right? Because I was like, somebody's going to smell. Because people say, is it Warsh? And I'm like, nope, that's Ohio. We're Warsh.
Right.
Yeah, we're Warsh. Right. Trust me, I researched it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, I put a lot of thought into it, right?
Yeah.
I didn't want to be Warsh if it was Warsh. So, So it's Pittsburgh Warsh Company or PGHWarshCo.com.
All right, give us a random thought.
Random thought. Don't
random
listen,
thought.
Kid Mental.
Don't listen. Oh, well, I have to say, I was I was a little thankful that I didn't have to go through a tunnel or cross a bridge to get here.
All right.
Today, okay. Well, on my drive
across
here,
a bridge. All
yeah,
right, so we got
that's a very face, Shelly.
Yeah,
and I didn't want to cross.
Yeah,
tunnel and bridge, Casey.
Traffic on 28, like
oh god, don't say numbers. Yeah. John gets so upset.
Yeah.
All right, what did you bring us from our junk
drawer? Is it soap? That's all I want to know. Is this one of ours? You're gonna say no.
I mean, okay. I think you should take because of what you do. I think you should take. The strawberry pretzel salad soap.
Oh, man.
I mean, okay, don't
twist our arms. Best friend status, number 10.
And I will say that it is fragranced. The top is strawberry and the bottom is a pretzel fragrance.
Oh, my God.
So it's two fragrances.
Amazing.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Show that off right there.
Yeah. It's not pretty wrapped and it's got a little bubble in it, but it's good. It's soap.
That is so awesome.
Right. Oh, can I change my random thought?
Yeah, change your random
thought. I feel like I want to change the random thought.
Okay.
Right. I like better if my face. I think I like everybody needs soap.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody needs.
Everybody needs soap.
Everybody needs soap.
And
right.
Listen, he will make you a walk-up song.
I know.
Or Casey, lip balm.
They're gonna get
lip
the hook
balm.
On you. They're gonna
yeah.
Get the hook
so that's
on
from
you.
My junk drawer.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Right. But also,
again, yellow. Thank you.
You have to have some gum bands.
A gum band. Okay.
Gum bands. And sadly, I'm giving you one of my pickle pins.
A pickle pin? No, you can. Do you want to keep that?
We'll let you.
We're
sick of our guests, like keeping the stuff
they
give us.
We'll let you keep the pickle
pin. Stop it.
We can negotiate. We'll let you keep the pickle pin for the lip balm.
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
It was hard. It was
all right,
hard.
I absolutely adore Pittsburgh Warsh. Support local. We love her. Follow her. And we get to talk kid mental next on your Jagoff Late Night.
Hey, all. It is Jay here at Rorick Mazda. So for many of you that might have got, I don't know, glasses or contacts and just don't quite remember this very cute face, two dead giveaways. You know, just look for the bow tie or look for me carrying the Starbucks. Many of you have got to share some coffee with me. I just wanted to kind of reintroduce myself, but more importantly, express my gratitude. October has always been a big month of gratitude for me personally on a way that I can thank all of my customers throughout the years. Anything that you would like me to address, whether it be with your current vehicle, a future vehicle, I'm always, always here to help. And I think that is the key differentiator. Mainly this video is just to wrap up to let you know this face is still here to help. So if you need anything at all, I'm a phone call, an email, or a text message away, guys. It's always a pleasure catching up with you, and I really look forward to kind of doing this throughout the future to stay in touch with you all.
If my younger self could see me doing these things now, I wouldn't believe it. To be a steam fitter, you need to be a problem solver. You can do instrumentation, hydronics, chillers, rigging, HVAC. I have this wonderful opportunity to grow my career.
It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are. Over 100 years, and we're just getting started.
So we've been making that pizza and selling it since 2017, and nothing has changed on there. Same soppressata and same Mike's Hot Honey. We're really proud of it. We call this building the House the Hot Dad Built.
You mentioned cooking at home. Now, this is really where this started for you, right? Just doing it with the family at home?
Yeah, cooking at home. My wife, she's the best cook in our family by far, and she likes starting little projects. She'll see something, and randomly back in, it was 15 or 16, and she said she wanted to try making our own pizza at home. I was all for it because I love eating. I love eating pizza. I said, let's get started right now. The final touch is cutting it and then putting the Mike's Hot Honey directly on top of the pizza. We cut our pizzas into 6.
I feel like I'm gaining calories just looking at it.
Oh, this pizza's fermented. It's beautiful. It's in the world of pizza, this is going to be the low-cal pizza, in my opinion.
Sure.
We use whole milk mozzarella on there. I use just really good crushed tomatoes from New Jersey. So there's not a lot going on.
We're still talking. Hey, it's John and Rachel. You jag off late night. I'm sorry.
It's
we
okay.
Were so excited to talk to Kid Mental.
Improv, and you could tell.
Here's the best part. I was like, I'm so sorry because Monica and Michaela are mad, and Kid Mental's like, it's fine. Just keep going. He's like, ignore those two.
It's fine.
Kid Mental is here. We met you on an Aaron Kleiber podcast during COVID.
COVID, baby.
Yes.
COVID was probably the highest peak of my life.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. As a musician.
Yeah.
People actually paid you for what you were worth.
That is a good point.
It was ridiculous. Yes. Right?
You know, not to start at this point, but I will, because our dear friend Lee Pugliano, do you know Lee?
Lee Poo?
Pugliano.
Pugliano.
Her
no,
father was instrumental in bringing the steel pan from the islands over here.
Oh,
and she
what?
Teaches, yeah, she's Barrels to Beethoven.
No. He makes yes. them.
Are you for real? Yes.
He makes them.
Yes.
Wow.
So now she is very, 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 very into the fact that we need more equity, especially in our music industry.
We do.
You
we
are so right.
Do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And
don't
everybody
just...
has to work for a fair wage versus undercutting each other, as her daddy.
Yeah. All right, let's get off our soapboxes.
So,
let's get
listen, off our soapboxes. So tell us about Kid Mental, because nobody really knows the secret behind Kid Mental. What do you do?
You're just this great guy.
I do a lot of things.
Yeah.
In 2000, I'm pretty sure it was 18, I started the free theme song initiative.
Yes.
And it's several different campaigns. I started with doing theme songs where I take personal information from you and then I create a song about you. Mm-hmm. And then I gradually went to the keepsakes. So the keepsake was if you wanted to make a song for him and then you would tell me everything about him, then I would make a song about it. And it just turned into new things and more things. And it's
kind of like when people go on the internet and get those weird celebrities to say happy birthday, you know, cousin
Cameo.
Joe, but
yeah,
yours is organic.
Yes.
And you're local.
Yes.
And we could support local. By
and
going
I actually got
place.
Accepted to Cameo. So I'm on Cameo now. So cameo.com/kidmental.
But better margins on your website.
Yes. My website definitely better margins.
Right. So the reason why, awesome. If you're listening to this on the podcast or the radio, is the reason why he sounds different is because you're doing a little bit of mixing as
He's
we go along here. Right?
Wiki.
Just a little bit. That's all.
Oh my God!
Tiny little bit.
That's a little creepy.
And
I felt like I was in a scary
movie.
I hate that.
For your Jagoff, as a matter
did.
Of fact.
Yes. Yeah. Jagoff.
Let's hear it.
There you go. So
isn't
whenever your show starts, you can use.
Oh my God! He just gave that to us. I thought soap was the highlight of my night.
It's absolutely free. You can go to drops.kidmental.com and pick it up. I sent it to Monica so she has all the.
Whoa!
The you and Monica.
And
for
John.
Best.
It's John Chamberlain.
My kids are gonna think I'm
on.
So cool.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Then Rachel.
They won't.
Yeah.
It's Rachel Rinnebeck.
There you
wow.
go.
Wow! Right? I will never. Rinnebeck never sounded so good.
No.
I don't know if you want to cut early and go to the.
Put it in the Jack Junk drawer.
The Jack Junk drawer.
Oh my God, we need
right
that.
In the Jack Junk drawer.
Someone swipe a credit card on his website. We need to buy that right now.
Donate.kidmental.com. There you
so,
go.
Here's the crazy thing is that we have Jack Johnny Angel.
Jack here. Johnny Angel. Johnny Angel, baby.
He is a traditionalist.
He is.
And we have told him about looping and people we've met.
Yes.
They're very talented. He's,
yes.
like, he's like, hell no.
Oh my.
But he comes in and he, because you're here, he brought a cheese tray. He
yes,
brought pepperoni.
He brought
because he respects what you do. How awesome is that? A traditionalist, a traditionalist like Johnny
yes.
Angel loves
yes.
what you do. That's
Thank
super
you.
Cool.
Yes. I love to bring it back to the doo-wop. I like yeah. that's if you can listen to, you can hear it, like the jazziness, the
yeah.
smooth, the soul. I like to do it and mix it up. So, yeah.
yeah. I mean, before we actually get into, we're going to have you do some mixing and things like that.
Uh-huh.
But what really sparked this? Because people say, you know, I became a musician because this is a unique art. It is. It's such
yeah.
a unique art. What got you into it?
It's different. There's like three different things. The first thing that got me into music was listening to horrible music.
Okay.
So I was just like, yo,
like
this could be done
like
better. I grew up in a Christian setting.
Okay.
So I love hip hop.
Bless them. Because
I do love hip hop, yeah. but like okay. when I was growing up, the Christian hip hop was just, just was like, I mean, still to this day, it's preachy, but there are some really good artists out there, but listening to the preachiness was just too much for
too
me.
Too much, sure.
So that's part of the why I like started being a musician and writing myself, because I was like, yo, you could present the same message. You don't got to be preachy about it.
Okay.
You know?
Fair.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You could.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
There's so many ways of doing it, but they
it's
were just
expressive,
so straightforward.
Right? So
yeah.
it's expressive to
yeah.
what you want to express.
Yeah. The second mm-hmm. thing was I wanted a band. I had three kids, and for some reason I was picking up people across the way and coming back home to try to do a band stuff, and then people were calling off and nobody wanted to come, nobody wanted to do anything. And I'm like, dude, I got three kids. Like, you have no kids.
Yeah.
Can we get together? Right. Can we do this? You're coming to my house. Like, mm-hmm. I'm picking you up and you're still not coming.
Yeah.
So one of my friends was like, hey, why don't you just loop? And I was like, because I don't have a looper. And they were like, I have a looper. And I was like, really? And I was like, I'll let you borrow it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can't get it to work. And so I got it, right?
Sure.
It was a small looper, just a pedal looper.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. And I started, you know, my kids got older and I was like, yo, I can start doing shows. They're older. I don't have to like be home as much. And so I started doing shows with a looper instead of a band, you know, and I was enjoying it. And the reason why I did it with a looper is the fact that I'm so tired of going to any venue and people regurgitating their songs. I can listen to that on Spotify. And a lot of times it's because they don't have a band, and so they're just letting a backtrack go.
Yeah.
And so you have a backtrack and some singer, and that's it. And you're like, how is this entertainment? So I wanted to be a more of a showman and say, like, let's do something new every single time and do something different every single time. So I picked up the looper and I started working with it, started doing it, and it actually made sense, you know?
Sure.
And I was like, this is fitting together. And the third thing, I was a delivery driver, and I would go throughout Pittsburgh from the east side. So it was uptown all the way to Edgewood.
Okay.
And I would deliver to hundreds of people, and I would meet these different people at different jobs, different places. And I was like, yo, like, people don't realize how 6 degrees of separation we were just talking about.
Kevin Bacon. Yes, right.
You know, people don't realize that we're connected all around here. We're on our little bubbles here and there and everything. And I was like, how about I create, and the first, this Free Things Song Initiative, the first, actually the hashtag is My Job Theme Song. That's what it is. So if you look up My Job Theme Song, you'll find most of my stuff from that. And it was My Job Theme Song because it was like, hey, did you realize that this person right here is affecting your life? Did you know that this other person is affecting your life? And that's what I was trying to do. I was like, tell me what your name is. Tell me what your job is. Tell me what you like about your job, what you hate about your job. What is your job? And so I would sing the song back, and I would learn. I would learn what their job was through the song, but then I would regurgitate it back to other people. And then they're like, oh, that's what that job is. This is pretty cool, you know? And then
that's
it would
how
just
it got to stick.
Yeah. And it would start morphing into
all right, listen,
things.
I wanna know I wanna hear the whole junk drawer thing again. So we're gonna go to the 4-1 to do's. Yeah. Come back, get the little junk drawer, and then we have a couple of sayings that we want him to go.
Right.
Okay. Random thoughts.
You wanted us
by Kid Mental.
Random thoughts, right?
Just random things, because that's how it works.
And challenge accepted.
Jared from Visit Pittsburgh with a 4-1 to do's.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jared Bundy with Visit Pittsburgh, and these are your 412 do's of the week. This week, I'm very excited to share all kinds of things that are kind of across the map with you. So hopefully here something, you know, makes your ears perk up and gets you out and about this weekend. First up, two cons I want to bring to your attention. One is Horror Realm Con 2024. That's going to be all this weekend at the Crown Plaza, Pittsburgh South. That's going to entail all sorts of celebrities from horror, new, old, classic, pretty much every genre of horror. We'll have some sort of representation there for photo ops, autographs, everything you can want from some of the top names in horror. And you know, Pittsburgh has an awesome horror heritage, right? We're the home of Night of the Living Dead. In fact, we had a study last year that we saw that said Pittsburgh has more horror films filmed in this city than pretty much any other city in the United States. So make sure you go out and support that. Should be a great time. Also, if you're into vinyl, if you're a record collector, we have tons of great shops throughout Pittsburgh. But you also want to check out the Pittsburgh Record Convention Spring Show. That's going to be just on March 2nd at the Westview Banquet Hall. And that's going to be a great place where a lot of these vendors and outside vendors will be coming together to exhibit all of the great stuff that they have to show you. And that's going to include not just LPs, but 45s, cassettes. There's going to be new vinyl releases, posters, memorabilia, all sorts of things to check out if you're a vinyl collector like me. Also, to bring to your attention, and I think this will fit anyone's interest, is the Pittsburgh Pizza Passport. Right. Pittsburgh Pizza Passport. Not only is that really fun to say, and I love the alliteration, it's also going to take you to 18 different pizza places across Pittsburgh to see which is the best. Who has the best za in Pittsburgh, right? We did a Instagram post maybe a couple weeks ago about some of our favorite pizza places, some places to put on your radar, and there's still comments, debates raging. So now you can get your passport, go out, and you solve it. Who has the best pizza in Pittsburgh? And let's end with a little bit of theater, okay? You know, the Benedum Center, the Cultural District, all of that gets a bunch of well-deserved attention for the world-class productions they put on. But be sure to check out the theaters all around the city that are putting on great productions as well. You have the new Hazlitt Theater, they're doing And Then They Came For Me, Remembering the World of Anne Frank. That's going to be going on the next two weekends, March 1st through the 3rd, and then the 8th through the 10th, as well as Fat Ham. That's going to be in City Theater, that's in the South Side, and they're going to be putting on that production starting this weekend and running all the way through March 24th. And sadly, I'm running out of time already, so I just got to fit this in real quick. Please go to our website, visitpittsburgh.com, find this and all of these events and so much more going on in the city. And be sure to follow us on social media, argue your favorite pizza, make your case, and we're happy to talk to you there. So thank you so much, and I'll see you next month.
It's John and Rachel, and it's Rachel.
It's Rachel.
And John Chamberlain.
It's John Chamberlain.
And thanks to Tracy, Kid Mental is here. Tracy. So you do a bunch of improv. You challenged us to have things ready to go. So on our Facebook page, we did a bunch of questions, but just say, tell us what's on your mind randomly. We're going to throw those out. But Casey earlier, her thing was everybody needs soap.
Everybody needs soap.
Everybody needs soul. Everybody needs soul. Everybody needs soul.
You gotta get that soap and put it in the crack. Gotta do this every time, you gotta get it back. Gotta get that soap, yeah, it tastes good. No, it don't taste good, but it just smells so fragrant. You gotta keep it aching, you gotta check it, yeah, gotta keep it fragrant. I mean not flagrant. We gonna do this, yeah, soap, soap, aching.
Everybody needs soap.
Yes, yes, yes,
yeah,
everybody needs
soap.
All right, we got another one coming up. For everybody listening, you have to go watch the video because he is literally mixing this right here. Kid Mental.
All right, listen, we have to get to Shelly. Shelly's random thought, her face was hot.
Shelly's random thought, her face was hot.
How about we rhyme? He wants us to go home with him.
All right, now we have one from one of our comments. Do it. Throw one in there.
And my face is hot. I'm a jagger.
Keep going. Give another bang, Rach.
like
and as we're doing this, we're going to use this as our music pit to say thank you to Casey for being on. Thank you to Shelley Duffy. Thank you to Kid Mental. Thank you to Rorick Automotive and Q92.9 for hosting us.
Did you say Dryer Vent Wizard?
Not yet. All right, do it. Dryer Vent Wizard.
Dryer Vent.
And remember, we're here every Friday, 5:30 to 6:30. We record. Go, Kid Mental. One more page. One more page from the comments.
We will do our junk tour with him for a separate video, so check it out. Thanks for being with us on Yajaga Late Night. Pancakes.